with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Some companies are installing gunshot detectors in the wake of workplace shootings.
It's really kind of a question for a lot of companies right now. Where do we spend those funds? Do we go out and spend thousands of dollars on these sensors? Do we do more active shooter training? Do we apply, for example, ballistic glass, you know, applicants to windows? There's all sorts of different questions, all raised by the fact that these shootings do seem to be so prevalent.
Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. U.S. oil prices hit a three-month high on Tuesday, fueled by optimism over continued negotiations between the U.S. and China and oil production cuts planned by Saudi Arabia. Officials from the U.S. and China continue negotiating this week in Washington after starting the latest round of talks in Beijing last week. Consulting firm McKinsey has agreed to pay $15 million to settle allegations from the Justice Department that it failed to disclose potential conflicts in three bankruptcy cases. A 2018 investigation by The Wall Street Journal looked into undisclosed conflicts in bankruptcy cases McKinsey worked on. The investigation found the firm had a financial interest in the outcome of half of the cases, 7 out of 14, where it acted as an advisor to the debtors. Following losses in its overseas operations, including some $678 million in South America, Ford plans to stop making heavy trucks there. The automaker is also ending production at an assembly plant in Brazil this year. Ford plans to book about $460 million in pre-tax charges. The company plans to shift its focus in South America to more profitable businesses like its midsize pickup truck and commercial vehicles. Social media can amplify and accelerate mistakes made by big companies, forcing them to come up with new strategies to contain bad publicity. Executives and experts tell The Wall Street Journal that's forced them to hone a three-pronged approach: acknowledge, apologize, and investigate. For more on how that's played out for major brands, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Still to come, corporations are quietly installing gunfire detection systems. The Wall Street Journal has found that some corporations are quietly installing gunfire detection systems following a string of workplace shootings in the past year. Joining us now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. Chip, tell us about some of these detection systems you wrote about. How do they work and what do they look like?
Well, this is military-grade technology originally developed for the battlefield, developed in the 90s out of DARPA. Some of the most common ones in use today use a combination of acoustic and infrared sensors, the idea that they can both see a gunshot and hear it to prevent false alarms. So they want to have that dual-factor authentication. And these are really ubiquitous at this point. They're in employee meeting rooms. They're in office meeting rooms. They're in cafes. They're in corporate lobbies. They're in factories, distribution centers. And you probably would never know they're there if you weren't looking for them. They're small, boxy devices that can be put in the ceiling, can be put above doorways, can be put in walls. They look almost similar to fire detection equipment or perhaps even Wi-Fi routers. You just wouldn't know they're there unless you were specifically looking for them.
And this is sort of by design. I want to talk to you about a tension you bring up in your piece, and that is that some employers you spoke to actually kept the fact that they have these detection systems installed secret from their employees. That must be a tricky balance.
It's tricky. I mean, and most of the reasons why companies do this is because they don't want to alarm them. But there is, I think, with this technology, almost this air of inevitability, this idea that there could be a shooting in almost any sort of setting. We've seen shootings, obviously, most recently at the factory in Aurora, but they happened in a bank lobby at Fifth Third in Cincinnati. It happened at a hot yoga studio, at a Maryland newspaper. We all know these different examples. And so companies don't want to alarm employees by putting these devices in. And they also say they don't want employees to test these devices. This idea that we put in a bunch of these sensors, we don't want anybody trying them out, the companies will say. So I think both of those factors are there. One company I spoke with, Rackspace, it's a cloud computing company, a security executive there said that he sometimes tells people these are air quality sensors. And of course they're not, but he just doesn't want to freak people out.
How much do systems like this cost?
Well, so the costs really range depending on how many of these you put in. So on the low end, it can be something like $10,000 up to $1 million. And each sensor, we found this out by pulling public records from Georgia Tech, which has installed these. They cost about $1,200 each. And so you have the individual cost of the sensor, then add on more costs for the subscription packages, for example, then other costs to install them. And so in some cases, you can easily get up to a couple $100,000, but really just depends on how many of these you want to put in, where you want to put them, et cetera.
And did you find in your reporting that there are particular types of corporations or particular types of spaces that are making use of these systems more than others?
Well, I thought that that would be the case going into this, that there might be, say, you know, maybe more high-tech companies would do this. And that's really not the case. There are all sorts of different companies have done this. So Toyota, for example, put them in place in a factory in Georgetown, Kentucky. This is a factory that produces Camrys and Toyota Avalons. They're also in place in the lobby of one of the largest office buildings in New York that's home to companies like S&P Global and Hugo Boss. They're on the second floor of Saks Fifth Avenue. So when you go up to the beauty and jewelry counters, if you look above your head, you'll see these devices. So it's a range of different workplaces. And I think it goes back to this point that because so many companies fear these shootings could happen in all sorts of different spaces, it's not limited to one sort of firm over another.
And we talk about measures like these becoming sort of a new normal in the wake of all of these mass shootings. But you also spoke to some experts who have worked in this area who said money might be better spent elsewhere, like more intense training for active shooter situations, for example.
That's exactly it. One security expert I spoke with said companies should take a breath. This person found value in this technology, but also said that, you know, knowing how to respond in an emergency, knowing what to do is perhaps most critical. So it's really kind of a question for a lot of companies right now. Where do we spend those funds? Do we go out and spend thousands of dollars on these sensors? Do we do more active shooter training? Do we apply, for example, ballistic glass, you know, applicants to windows? There's all sorts of different questions all raised by the fact that these shootings do seem to be so prevalent.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter joining us in our studio in New York. Thank you so much, Chip.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.